All right, Cole. What are you doing this time?
Well, Gary, how are you feeling?
You know, I'm all right.
Yeah.
Not
feeling jet lagged at all?
No. Long recording session with lots of left turns. but okay.
Yeah. No, it's Well, I mean, just I'm very happy that you were able to make the flight with me. We're over here in jolly old Europe, and we're in a in a bus or a subway, depending on which sound effect I can find.
A night bus.
Yes.
one of those double decker.
Yeah.
Buses.
Yeah. I thought you were doing like a night train or like night boat kind of thing.
Oh, sure.
Night train or night boat?
Well, there's the crime solving boat.
Yeah.
Which is night boat. Night train, I think, is a.
It's a Bob Seger song.
Well, and I think it's a. Well, that's Night Moves. I think a night train is a liquor. Like, it's like. Like Crazy Train or.
I would totally drink Crazy Train.
I think you can.
Huh. Okay.
I think you can. Well, probably not here, though. Probably not in Europe.
Yeah. Well, I've arranged kind of a flash mob kind of thing to determine which game we're going to play. All right. So everybody here in this car, I'm going to have them call each other. And the cacophony, we're going to search for the sound that comes through. Okay. And we're going to see here. We're just going to ride the waves as we ride the rails. All right. So. 3, 2, 1. Okay, everybody hit send.
Okay.
Oh, everybody's calling each other, so it's busy signals. Fuck.
Okay.
Okay, half of you okay. Call each other. Okay. Oh, no. No. Oh, boy, that's a bunch of crazy frog. Oh, boy. What'd you do? Why'd you all buy these?
Take me away.
You have to pay money for these. No. No.
You texted frog to 11984.
No.
Europe was a mistake.
I hope you're ready to back that up, because I agree with you, but I wouldn't state it that strongly.
Like, just based on this game, I will say, if you came down and the only thing you knew about, you know, everything this represents,
right,
in all of its tendrils and all of the research you can do
right
about it, is repulsive in the worst possible ways.
Yeah. Gary, what's your name?
Gary Butterfield.
My name is Cole Ross.
And this is the Crazy Frog the countdown.
The Crazy
hour.
Frog brrr, 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 hour.
Here he is doing the safety dance.
Why are you doing this to me, Gary? Stop!
Oh my, I can't. Once you get the, you mean this thing that has 44 million views?
no! Like,
this CGI video of this animate tumor, like, just making the worst noise over the worst techno music with the worst graphics.
Yeah.
That has 44 million views.
Yeah. So this is Crazy Frog Racing 2.
My God.
This is actually the first of the kind of directly mandated thing. So we know who's responsible for this more than anything. This is Brian Wade, longtime supporter.
Oh, Brian,
what'd you do? Who suggested this? I was talking with him in Slack. It's like, I'm suggesting this one because it's a sequel.
It's a sequel to a cultural phenomenon. Like, this is in some ways, you know, Brian knows us very well, because this, in many ways, this is the ideal.
Yeah, this is right in the pocket,
because we can talk about the racing game with a lovable cast of characters.
With this lovable cast of memorable characters.
Yes. Annoying
which...
drone and boss drone and sub drone.
Yeah.
Switch drone. We does a little bit both ways.
Oh, you mean like portable and console?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
cool.
Exactly. Power bottom drone.
Otter drone. But oh, this was also suggested by Eno, actually. Oh,
okay.
I just want to make sure there. Oh yes, exactly.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, big fan, huge fan of your work.
Here come the warm suggestions.
oh gosh, the Crazy Frog version of Music for Airports.
But
Brian knows us because we can talk about this. Gary, we might as well just get this out of the way. The most pathetic wiki. The Crazy Frogiverse.
Oh, the crazyfrog.wikia.com.
Oh, yep.
Run from fandom, which I think is the website that Bob's working for now. Right. So Bob, I could probably get in a word and see what we can do about getting this wiki cleaned up.
It's Wikia. Yeah, so it's fandom, but it's powered by Wikia. Shit. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, so, but yeah, I did a search for Crazy Frog lore, and this is the first one that came up.
AKA the holiday thing. It's Crazy Frog designed in popcorn clip. What the fuck are you talking about? Designed in popcorn clip. Because of course that was the second single.
Oh yeah.
After Axel F.
Right.
I did a deep dive on Crazy Frog today and learned more than I ever knew. So. Oh,
me too.
Oh my god.
So does anybody not know what Crazy Frog is? Do we need to?
Oh, for sure. Like, okay. there are people who are listening to this show who were born in like, fucking like 1998.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. So like the history of this is fascinating and feels like something that couldn't happen now.
Right.
Doesn't it? Like, so somebody in the mid early 2000s uploaded a track of them impersonating a motor.
It was 1997, actually. It's way earlier. It was a Swedish student who was like, hey, I can kind of imitate the sound of a two-stroke motor. And
I don't want to derail, but I want to camp on that for a second, because this entire thing, 44 million views of that shitty cover, was born of somebody impersonating a motor. Like, this is already weirder than, like, it's not just somebody doing a comedy bit or there's any content to it. It's somebody impersonating an engine or like a piece of machinery. Like, this would be like, oh, you know, I can fart and it sounds like a fridge motor dying, you know, let's put it on dot wave and throw it up in my GeoCity. And then some Swedish techno kid comes and turns it into like a Euro trash club hit for the ages. Yep. Like,
hey, remember the movie Beverly Hills Cop? Yeah. Axel F. It was a hit single. Well, now it's a hit single again.
It's a lot like, because I had a dark realization while doing this research, is that as stupid as this is, and as much as I hate Crazy Frog.
Oh, me, with a burning passion.
As a character, as a musical entity, everything he represents. Mm-hmm. Pictures of, like, I watch YouTubes of, like, club kids, like, dancing and, like, kissing and rolling and giving each other ecstasy massages to, like, this fucking little idiot. I hate it. But the same kind of thing that bore this also bore those videos where the dog barks along to the Kirby theme.
Oh, wow.
Like, it's kind of a similar thing where it's just taking this noise and then just kind of pitch shifting it to make it this thing. Mm-hmm. It's just dogs are better than this character. You know, like, I've watched that barking along to the Kirby thing.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you know, 80 times.
Such a talented dog.
He's a very good boy. They're good dogs. But it's that same kind of thing where, except, like, it's a human doing it and they designed one of the worst designs characters that I've ever seen.
So this is like three separate terrible incidents. Okay. So, person making noise goes viral, or what amounts to viral in the time between 1995 and 2002. Just a Swedish, I believe, techno artist took this and, you know, used it as a remix. Like, hey, isn't this really fucking annoying? Somebody who was like an animation student who was a really big fan of this song decided, oh, like, let's imagine what kind of creature would make this sound. And so he designed a tumor is actually a really good way to put it. Like, it's not a frog. Like,
it's a testicle what got loose.
Right. It's a testicle with, like, testicles. If you, like, look between his legs, like, he's got a block and tackle, like, just dangling free.
There are choices that were made in this that are just like, Like, why not make him anatomically correct? Like, I can think of a couple reasons.
I mean, like, I can think of the reason four, which is it's fucking funny.
It's funny in retrospect for like where we're coming right at it. At the time, like seeing it as a design, like there's a reason why when someone makes a new mascot, they don't make their dick hanging out. You know, like
he didn't intend to make a mascot though. He was just doing a thing.
Yeah.
Like it became a mascot once this fucking ringtone company.
You're very sympathetic today between this and the psychic detective episode. Like, your heart's really on the side of these villains, Cole.
Sorry.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, I don't know. Just I think that hour of trying to get that game run made you it hardened you, Gary.
It's possible. It's true. the research of just looking at like fucking Euro Club kids ecstasying out to this fucking shithead
to the Crazy Frog version of the cha-cha slide.
Oh my god.
And like so if you haven't heard this, like these are bad covers. These are like imagine like techno kids bop for Euro Trash.
Yes.
Is exactly what it is, except it has this sound over top of it roughly to the melody or in counterpoint.
Yeah. It comes the thing that he does, the sound effect that he makes doing a motor with that kind of climaxes that is incorporated into the music,
right,
into like very very kind of lousy covers, techno versions of songs,
right. And so this this designer made this thing like, haha, look at him. He wasn't originally the Crazy Frog, that was the ringtone company. I was like, oh, he's the annoying thing, which like, yes, he knew. Everybody at every like part of this chain knew.
I can't get into this, like the idea of like, let's make the annoying thing, like it's no. Annoying, you know, I know it's annoying, but that's the point. Like, yeah, like annoying orange that was everywhere for a little while.
What,
you know, things like that. Like that's an internet kids thing. I think if you put like annoying orange into Google, something pops up. I'm pretty sure. Yeah, it auto completes.
Oh, it's like a face morph on it. Huh.
Yeah, and it you know started as a YouTube thing, and then eventually became, you know, you can buy, you know, things with the annoying orange. He's annoying. He's an orange. Like that's his thing. This kind of purposeful annoying, kind of like mascot-y character. If not mascot, then literal like, you know, just icon character.
Yeah.
Thing.
Yeah.
I can't get into it.
No.
It if you're trying to be annoying, that's bad.
Mm-hmm.
No matter what, it doesn't matter that you're trying.
Right.
Like, it doesn't matter that you know about it. It doesn't matter that, like, and it's just aesthetically unpleasing.
Yeah.
In a really intense way.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it looks like it's a really shitty, like, kind of CG. It's like the aliens from the Blue video.
There's like, a lot of parody with the Blue here, with the Blue video here. Actually, like, I was totally looking for like the lore on this, because when you guys did Blue for Teenage Dirtbags and Evan came on with the fax man and was talking about like just the like that this was like a transmedia marketing push, I was thinking definitely there has to be this, especially because there's this wide range of characters.
Surprised there wasn't like a cartoon or something like that.
Oh, I'm sure that there was a pitch. There's definitely like, if not a one sheet, like a whole treatment for it.
Yeah. I just put an image in your Slack.
Oh, man.
Say, like, in the favorite thing I found in the Google image.
He's just hanging himself.
Yep, his crazy frog committing suicide with a noose.
Oh, he's missing one of his teeth. He's fallen on hard times.
Oh yeah, he's always been missing that teeth.
Yeah,
that tooth.
There he is with his tiny little cock and balls hanging out.
That's how you can tell this is a staged picture, like the moon landing, because he's not erect. Like if you actually hang yourself, you get a big sloppy boner.
Oh, so the flag is blowing in a direction as opposed to straight out.
So that happened. He became the cell phone, you know, this kind of trash music, and then it got picked up by the cell phone thing where you can get this ringtone,
right,
and making this noise. And just imagining that kind of taking off culturally is so weird to me, because it's like not a good noise. Or like we are right now as recording this, just to instantly date this podcast, we are in the middle of David S. Pumpkins mania, right?
I don't know, like, who David S. Pumpkins is.
Really?
Really?
Oh,
yeah.
Man. Okay. So it's a Saturday Night Live sketch. This came out. It's Tom Hanks.
Okay.
And the joke of it is I think very funny. I don't want to ruin it for you because you should see it.
Okay.
But Tom Hanks dressed up as this kind of goofy character. It's a goofy sketch. It's stupid, but there's more to it maybe than it initially seems, I guess.
Okay.
Like if you think of it in terms of like, why did this haunted house kind of go in all in on this like real dorky character?
Right.
But that's, you know, and this is like, so I understand cultural fads, but one that is made to be explicitly unpleasant. Like the sound of him doing that motor is not like a cool sound.
Right.
It's not good. It's not funny inherently. The character does not look good or look pleasing or do anything funny.
Yeah.
Inherently, like, there's
he's got a real Shrek expression to him too. Like he looks he looks like he's farting for recreation pretty much all the time.
Yeah. He's Uncle Frog. Like he's just like constantly asking you to pull his finger and it's like, Jesus Christ, Uncle, I need to go back in my room and play GTA. I don't want to sit here and watch you fart for the rest of Thanksgiving. Okay. Like, leave me alone, Uncle Frog. You know, just I have TV. I don't need you anymore. There's nothing about him that's, I just don't understand how it happened.
Right.
You know, like that's really the thing is just like, oh, this did it and became like American TV commercials. Like I remember seeing like Crazy Frog, like these little, those micro commercials. It's like a 10-second thing about like text this to this and get the latest ringtones. It would pop up for like tons of my like TV watching childhood in the 90s. It is perplexing.
Yeah. Well, like the Wikipedia page, I hate to make this us reading Wikipedia.
Wikipedia says it's best.
Right. But has some astounding things. So like this organization in over in Britain did this thing in 2005. Where they figured out that Jamster, the company behind this, bought 73,716 spots across TV in the month of May. That is 2,378 slots daily. Talking about, 87% of the population saw the Crazy Frog advertisements again, like, hey, text so-and-so and download this ringtone. 87% of the population saw, 26 times over the course of that month. 15% of those advertisements appeared twice during the same break, and 66% were in consecutive breaks. Okay.
Oh my God.
10% of the population of Britain saw this ad more than 60 times.
I've said a bunch of times that like, if there was a more dedicated career path, that you could get into to fighting advertising, like I would do it. Like there's Adbusters and there are organizations that are like, let's limit the amount of time kids see commercials.
Yeah.
If that's something that like I could volunteer for or an organization I could donate money to.
Yeah,
I would. Cause this is the dystopian nightmare I'm trying to avoid in my life is where somebody, you know, where 83% of the population has seen Crazy Frog during that month.
Right.
Like, fuck you.
Yep.
Like God, like this is sci-fi shit, man. This is some Transmetropolitan like level shit.
Yeah, like the there's some kind of like neurolinguistic programming in the like the white noise of his.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Third single from Crazy Frog Presents Crazy Hits was Jingle Bells / You Can't Touch This. No.
Wait, no. Are you talking about We Are the Champions / Ding a Dang Dong?
Ah, God. Crazy Sounds acapella. 3 minutes and 8 seconds. Kill me.
That's what's, not to make light of it, but that's what's being played at Guantanamo.
Yeah. Who let the frogs out? Shoot me in the face. Like, ugh.
So this was a really, really big deal. And you heard a bunch of the music at the beginning. I put it in as the cacophony and the randomization.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I don't want to derail us. This is a dense episode. We've been recording for a long time. However, at the bottom of the Wikipedia for Crazy Frog, there's a see also.
Uh-oh.
Section. God, I hope that all of these characters have their own video game. Gummy Bar, the Gummy Bear CG mascot that does Gummy Bear related songs.
Oh, there was totally like a Gummy Bears racing game.
Yeah, well, I don't know if it's this Gummy Bar, though. I need Techno Euro Trash. Like, I specifically need this kind of thing. Because there's lots of Gummy Bear stuff. But that's also. So, Holly Dolly.
Ooh, I want to learn more about Schnappy Dust Klein the Crocodile.
Schnappy Dust Crocodile. Schnuffel. Oh, Europe was a mistake. Schnoople the rabbit. Schnappy as crocodile. Yeah. CG crocodile. Musical crocodile. Mikhail Turtle. Who is from New Caledonia?
Yep.
Is a fictional turtle who hit the French music charts by reworking the Ghostbusters theme.
Oh, I need to hear this. I'm going to cut that in.
Like I need this League of Extraordinary, like, awful mascots, like cell phone quality mascots. And it's all just going to lead to Donkey Kong Country.
Oh.
Burn! Yes.
Oh, you had to get it in, didn't you? Who's it gone? Michael's a turtle. Who's it gone?
Yeah, Banjo Kazooie as well. Yeah. Banjo could totally be at the bottom of this list. Like, Banjo was one cell phone company lucrative deal away from, like, just doing covers of techno stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
Spike. Oh, man. Oh, man. So we haven't even talked about the game yet.
Oh yeah.
So this is a sequel. There were a bunch of these. So it came out on PC and PS2, but there's also like Game Boy Advance and DS versions.
Yeah, which that's where it seems like it should go, like the shovelware.
Yeah.
You know, kind of shovelware capital of things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there's almost nothing to say about this game. It is so boring, Gary. I was playing this and I had like this isn't saying a lot, but I was longing to play the Zoo Race.
Yeah. It is every lap is too long.
Mm-hmm.
So the laps, like, doing pretty well in this game, the laps are like a minute,
yeah,
or so. In the first course, the football themed one, I played on normal and nobody even got close to me.
Right.
You know, I was in first place uncontested the entire time.
There are no stakes. It's like a crazy winding in space F-Zero kind of course, but there are like walls up. It's like, except for like small places, it's mostly just like bowling with the bumpers up.
Yeah. Yep. You do get to select characters. As far as I can tell, they don't control differently. If they do control differently, they're not very well signaled that they do, because other than the robots, they all more or less look the same size.
Mm-hmm.
You're introduced to the, you know, drone, sub drone, dom drone, Flash and Jack, Grim, Michelle, who is evil chef.
Oh yeah, the cow's different. Yeah,
yeah. Michelle is a mad French chef who's playable in Crazy Frog Racer and Crazy Frog Racer 2. Mm-hmm. Holds a cleaver in one hand and tends to wield it.
Oh, he uses something like she holds it but doesn't wield it. Okay.
Oh yeah. He and Boss Drone are the characters used by the Psycho Warrior Bros in their Crazy Frog Arcade Racer videos. What?
What?
Oh my God! The Psycho Wario Brothers. This is a YouTube channel. 18 people subscribe to this. How did this end up on the wiki?
Because the person who makes that also tends the wiki.
Yeah, fan curated content is problematic. Like the legitimacy of getting a wiki. Wiki dot dot. Duckfeed.tv.
Wiki dot duckfeed.tv.
Yeah.
Yep.
So you kind of go through these courses. They're really boring.
Mm-hmm.
What is
each circuit? So one of the wonderful things about Mario Kart is the variety, not just of mechanic, but also visually. You know,
yes.
Like ultimately, you are going around in a course, but you're looking at different stuff, and it's full of personality. Each course within a circuit is in the same biome. It's just longer.
Yeah. I believe it.
Yeah.
Did this make you sick?
A little bit, but I kind of chalk that up to the emulator being a little bit choppy and a little bit blurry.
Yeah.
It's really it's very fast. And I played
it's kind of like it's a cross between like Mario Kart and F-Zero.
Yeah.
A little bit. Like
it's a little bit windy. I chalk that up to playing as the holiday thing. Which you're kind of going around in this boat, the holiday thing from the popcorn video, the hot butter cover nobody asked for. I just like, it's like real fast and loosey goosey. I never really kind of went crazy, with the motion sickness on this.
Yeah. I mean, it made me a little sick.
Yeah.
Cause it's so slinky.
Yep.
Like you move, the controls are too sensitive.
Yeah. And the camera kind of like lags behind you a little bit, like it's a little bit languid in the way that it kind of curves around. Like Mario Kart and like every kart racer, I wonder if I included this in that big list of kart racers in the Mario Kart episode four years ago. Go back and listen. Like a lot of those, you have items, and so you like bowl through these tokens in order to get like a randomized item. However, the purpose of any of them is not clear at all.
Yeah, and you don't know what you have until you have it,
right?
More or less, it feels like. And no one ever got close enough to me to make it worth using an item,
right?
So I was always better just kind of moving forward.
Mm-hmm. And that's, you know, again, to heap praise on Mario Kart, a game that doesn't need it. Boy, oh boy, the fact that iconography is already established, and you kind of know what a shell's going to do, really, really helps.
That actually like makes every kart racer suffer a little bit, even the good ones. Like even Diddy Kong Racing, which like I think is, you know, maybe my favorite Rare game, mm-hmm. like is still, you know, you have missiles, mm-hmm. which like I know what those do, but the other items you get are kind of hard to like parse out.
Yeah.
You know, and then missiles are kind of generic. Like shells are so much more imaginative and cool.
Mm-hmm.
So give me that Mario world over them Rare worlds. So did you play the mini games?
No.
Oh no, Cole.
Oh dang.
one of them is probably the most like competent thing and most fun thing in the package is a rhythm game.
Okay.
Called Crazy Frog Dancer. Which just allows you to choose from all the Crazy Frog songs that are on the soundtrack, and then you have to time your button presses.
Wait, you mean I can dance along to Crazy Frog, I'm Too Sexy by Right Said Fred?
And I did. And then there's Crazy Frog Pinball, which is really weird. It's like a big, it's not like a pinball table, it's just like a big rectangular arena where you kind of shoot yourself out initially and try to smash all the robots, but there are no fail conditions, like there's no gutter. And you can stop at any time. It took me a little while to figure this out, but if you press the button, you'll stop. And then you get kind of like the barrels in Mario or Donkey Kong Country, where they kind of spin and then you
fire when you're facing
the direction you want. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Those are really bad, those levels. But the actual dancing one is kind of fun.
Oh.
In the way that a rhythm game can be kind of fun. It's a little bit off. Like, it's not very polished.
Right.
But it's,
and also
more,
you're
fun
dancing
than the
Crazy Frog music.
Yeah, and you're like, don't worry, Gary, you get to listen to a Theory of a Dead Man song at the end. You're listening to Crazy Frog. So I think it's the most competent thing on the disc, it feels like.
Yeah.
It's bad.
Gary, I'm drawn to this. Apparently one of the singles here is Daddy DJ.
Okay.
In 2009, the song was covered by Crazy Frog. It was not covered by Crazy Frog. There's a Crazy Frog version. Don't talk about him as if he is an artist. I feel like I'm going
crazy.
Don't
say his name three times in a mirror. The Candyman cannot come to life on my watch.
Was covered by Crazy Frog on his album Everybody Dance Now. The song entered the French singles chart. France. The plague is spreading downward.
That's gonna get that penetration where that the cool alligator is too.
Oh shit.
Part of me wants to see the Saturday morning thing with all these like shitty bad techno mascots together, and then they have to go fight Jesus Jones in his his, you know, fortress. Time is right now.
Yeah. where is that fortress located? On the edge of history.
Yeah, exactly. You've woken up. The edge of history, Crazy Frog. Dumb sound effects. I hate this frog.
Yep, I everything that this represents is just the pits.
It's really bad. And then there is that element of like whenever you look at this stuff and you're like, ah, 54 million. Like I will literally never do anything this successful.
Right.
And everyone who I love and every artist that I am touched by will never do anything as successful as Crazy Frog.
Mm-hmm.
And like it is just a cultural black hole.
Yep. It's weaponized, you know.
There's a controversy about it because his penis is being drawn. How did it get released? How did that get to the controversy stage?
Yep. How did that get past quality control?
And
so there was a big controversy. Like there were hearings about whether or not you could play Crazy Frog before 9 p.m. because of kids reasons. So the company caved and they censored out the Crazy Frog's crotch, even though it never could have been played before 9 p.m. anyway, because you have to call a number to get the Crazy Frog ringtone.
and just again making this the recording session that will never die. There's some pretty good Game Facts gold in this.
Ooh, man, oh man.
Are you talking about the 91210 user?
Yep.
This guy's fact.
Oh yeah, this loving fact.
The way this is written is amazing. Like again, I always try to be a little bit conscious if I'm just making fun of somebody whose English is not their first language.
And because of how Euro this is, I could totally see that being the case.
This guy might be like a sweet Swedish kid who just like didn't know any better.
Right.
You know? But like, man, when you think about like cultural invasions, mm-hmm. contrast this with like how good and pure Pokemon is. Like Pikachu doesn't like have his dinger hanging out and start trying to like sing us remixes of I'm Too Sexy, you know, for like, I don't know.
I feel like
there's just a way to do that and a way not to.
Have you listened to be a master?
to be a sub. Bot. So the introduction to this, Crazy Frog, aka the annoying thing, is never going to stop, in my opinion. Hence why I've written up this fact. This internet sensation, which started in 1997, turned music video into video game. This fact, among the basic things, will explain what's in the game and why in full detail.
And then he gives possibly the most loving history of Crazy Frog, like the collective creators of Crazy Frog,
the open narration to the Crazy Frog like documentary.
One fateful day in 1997. There's one wonderful sentence here, which is Crazy Frog just happens to be a mascot in video games now. Well, almost. He may not be the Sonic or Mario, but it just happens to appear that way. Does
what
it?
Are you say?
hey, 91200, does it?
Crazy Frog is never going to stop, in my opinion, as there's copies lying around. Hence why I've written up the fact. Like quit justifying that you wrote the fact, dog. So you don't have to find it yourself. If you happened to pick it up and ask yourself, what on earth were you playing? Then you'll know why, even if you just happen to import it from Europe. Yes, this just happens to be an exclusive title Europe has. What's going on? The end of this, too, has a little place with an epilogue. Which I really like. There's an epilogue to this fact. Worst game ever. I thought it was easy to type, but it took a lot longer to write up than it would take. It's very interesting how this game adapted into Crazy Frog Racer 2, which I will write up a fact for.
Write up and fact for.
What are you talking about?
Added these sections, flaws and glitches, records, jukebox, weapon, and pickup details, added websites to feature this guide. Yeah.
I just found a piece of Bonfireside Chat-esque Laura, this guy's email address is Ro Motor Boy. Do you think he got into this because he was just looking for motor sounds?
RC Motor Boy.
Or RC Motor Boy.
Yeah.
There we go.
Yeah.
Do you think he's just like into motors? And it was just kind of like, I wonder if I can find some Swedish kid doing an impersonation of a motor.
Yeah. You know what I always liked when I was a kid? Like a birthday party and stuff? Balloons. They're just, you know, kind of like blew around. Ooh, somebody mm-hmm. popped one. That's weird. Huh. I wonder if I can find like an ASMR kind of thing, like YouTube. Oh, that's a sexy lady popping a balloon. And then like 6 months later, full on like wetsuit inflating himself. Like, oh no, what's happening? This is unraveling. Stop.
It happened. I also just Googled Crazy Frog Rule 34 to see if I could find Crazy Frog fucking anything.
And have you checked your Slack?
No. It's mostly. It's funny though when you actually look up the image search I did. It's mostly just pictures of his sad weird dick.
Well, it already exists. It comes baked in.
Yeah.
No, I just I did a DeviantArt dive. What I was hoping for, and
this tattoo. No, don't get a tattoo of Crazy Frog.
Especially not when riding a rocket. His tiny weird dick just kind of like lilted like lazily across this rocket as he rides it.
This could be like a real mascot or like a symbol for people with weird little dicks.
Oh, okay.
That's why everyone is just like, no, draw it with the dick on.
Smaller. I'm not shaming people on size.
Yeah. But... No, I mean, whatever size dick you have is great. Like, dicks are awesome.
Yep.
You know, body parts are really, really good. I guess that's kind of cool. It's very weird to see kind of loving portrayals of small dicks, small limp penises.
Okay.
It's pretty rare. Like,
okay, let's take a look at this here.
All the press, but it's time for limp boys to get their day in the sun, you know?
Yep. Where's our parade?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I'm getting enough credit for having a small, weird, limp dick.
Yeah.
And now, Crazy Frog is the mascot that I can get behind.
Yeah. Just let your flaccid flag fly.
Yeah, exactly. Let your flag droop.
What I was hoping for when I went to DeviantArt, maybe some magician can make this happen, was a version of the cover of Nevermind, except instead of the baby with his dinger hanging out,
sure.
it's the Crazy Frog swimming toward a cell phone on a fishing line.
Yeah, that could definitely that's ready made.
Yep,
essentially, because that baby has a weird limp dick too.
Well, it's a piece of fucking baby. Jesus Christ, Gary. What are you saying?
Well, listen, I'm just telling it like it is. I mean, it's true. The has to have been like the result of a, you know, a collective delusion that is the likes of which the world has never seen before. That's like, it is so weird that this like limp dicked little monster like just became a cultural sensation on par with Mickey Mouse for like 5 years.
This European gremlin who cannot fuck took the world by storm.
Let's explain this to aliens. How do they think that we procreated when our god could not actually get erect?
Yeah, as they come down and stumble across all the copies of this that are lying everywhere, it is a game exclusive to Europe.
They're going to be looking for an explanation, and they're going to find 90210 users FAQ and just be in the money there.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
The last little bit here, the Crazy Frog / annoying thing has an entry on the Heroes Wikia, which is just like a generic, a very active but generic Wikia for superheroes.
Okay.
So
that's very strange.
Along with like SpongeBob, it is a very bizarre thing.
Yeah,
I'm out of juice, man. I can't. I don't have any more. I can't say anything more about Crazy Frog.
Like, yeah, I don't think I have anything else. Even though, like, it is. I want to find a good video for Teenage Dirtbags for it, because
the videos are just him like looking into the camera as he like exists around a thing. Like, there's not really any narrative around it.
Yeah, he kind of, in the safety dance one, all the robots are the ones playing the music. And he just kind of walks around. He plays around on the keyboard for a little bit.
Yeah.
But he's not playing to the song or anything. He just kind of, like, does that a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah, like, there's not, like, a Freak on a Leash kind of, like, set piece on any of them that I've seen. And trust me, I was looking at Crazy Frog videos on lunch break at work. Yeah. God, this fucking blight that you inflicted on us, Brian. Brian.
Yeah, think about what you did. Yeah. So thanks for suggesting this. Yeah. I suppose.
Thank you for your support.
Do you think that Larvitar has gotten in on this action? Because this is it's his type, you know.
I mean, you know, just you don't want to hold it against the Crazy Frog.
No, you like what you like, you know. It's right. Just, you know,
If you want to be like Brian and directly dictate a game that we're going to cover, we're going to do two of them a month, and those are backers at our Patreon at the $25 tier. Please watch your email around the beginning of each month when those new ones are going to go out. If they go into spam, there's only so much resending that I can do on that.
Yes.
And those slots are first come, first served in a way. So
yes. So hit it up. If you like this show, ratings, reviews, sending it to hand curating people who you think might like it.
Yeah,
it's probably the best thing you can do, rather than just like blasting somebody in the face with just like, you know, cutting out a 15-second clip of me being like, babies have weird limp dicks, and then just being like, this is the show for you. Probably best to be a little bit more careful in that.
Be circumspect.
Yes, exactly, and not circumcised like those weird baby limp. that's weird. I just refer to it as limp. Like, yo, man, can I get some limp? I'm out cruising for limp.
That's like a cyberpunk like, drug.
Yo, dog, can I get some limp?
Yo. man, I'm on the prowl for some limp.
That baby got mad limp. So if you have Mad Limp, you can rate and review the show on iTunes. I was saying erect dicks get all the attention. Like, spend most of your time like limp.
You know, I've got much lack of hardness.
Yeah, exactly. Like, if you're a limp boy, like, shout it out, because from time to time you just get limp and it's cool. And it's good and beautiful too.
You're describing a reality where people spend the majority of their time erect. I'm pretty sure it would turn black and fall off. That blood needs to move.
Yeah. Ugh. God, that would be awful. I'm just asking questions, Cole. So if you're a limp boy, hit us up.
I cannot underline this enough. Do not tell us the state of your dick.
So thank you for listening, and until next time, who is Zoofrog?
For like 3.5 hours. How did this fucking abject suffering session go 3.5 hours?
I don't know. I'm really glad we didn't do try to do some mimps.
Yeah, me too. It'd
be hard to switch gears.
Oh fuck.